most people kind of had a different opinion. They didn't like that idea too much. So if any of you guys want blue chips, you might take it, unfortunately. very fortunate for me. So I'll start with talking about the airline business in general. You may sort of wonder what you're going to learn from the airline. It's a very, very different business than the business a lot of you folks are in. It's a very, very capital-intensive business. It's a business where a big chunk of customer experience depends on things that are out of my control. You know, air traffic control, weather, price of fuel, things like that. There's a lot of difference over how well I can deliver my product. But hopefully, even though there are a lot of differences, we'll go through this, we'll see some parallels as far as what we can do with this new device. And I'm actually just kind of a video of a little understanding of what customer expectations are, because expectation versus reality is actually a big deal for us. Hopefully, you guys can do this okay.
I said this at all.
you're sitting in a chair in the sky. I'm going to go back a lot. And she is really, here's the thing. People like they say there's delays on flights. Yeah, I think really, New York to California in 5 hours. That used to take 30 years.
View on pet food, they don't actually eat it.
Started with a very, very difficult, very, very difficult. First of all, how many people here have flown JetBlue? Well, the way that we change for a second, if you talk about how low-cost airlines started back in the 90s, low-cost airline generally started in Germany right here. This is not the airline version of Primax. This is called the Air Fleet Graveyard. There are actually two or three Air Fleet Graveyards around the country. I think this one's in the Mojave Desert. And you can go there and get any old Air Fleet you want. Now, I would say, the good news about these airplanes is they're very experienced. We know they actually do fly. But these are not generally the best customer experience airplanes. We get these airplanes they're dirt cheap, which is why we're with airlines and it's not them. But it's not really the best experience. And if you look in the 90s, low-cost airlines started to use old airplanes, and unfortunately, customers did not appreciate that. We came from a very, very different place. The first startup I had at the time, the best capital airline ever. We had over $100 million a year up front. And we used that to buy new airplanes. We actually recognize that people don't want to fly those airplanes. You can't see those up close, but I know some of these airplanes, you do not want to be in these airplanes. These airplanes are nice and new. We also recognize that there are opportunities to maybe make the actual physical experience a little nicer. So we wanted to meet the mission of providing the best coach product for getting your money and members. We started in 2000. Actually, our first flight was in February 2000. I think our first flight was in Buffalo, Kennedy. We had three cities, Buffalo, Kennedy, and Fort Lauderdale. This is what we're looking at in 2000. And yes, this map is sad. This is what we looked like in 2003, this is how we're going to go. This is where we are in 2012. We're at the point now where we have 180 something airplanes. Keep getting them in a few weeks. We have about $500,000 in revenue. We carry 25 million customers a year. We're the biggest airline in Boston. We're the biggest domestic airline at JFK. We fly 75 cities across the Americas. So not just one America, but also Central America and South America. Plus a very big operation with the now, when we started out as a company, we marketed like most companies at the time. We were different. We were over the radio. Very, very traditional types of marketing. We've actually migrated a lot since then. We're at the point now where well over half of our marketing spend has been digital. Digital is very attractive for us for two reasons. The first one is, our customer base skews younger, it skews more affluent, it definitely skews more tech savvy. So our customers are interested in the second thing is that we built a business on a direct distribution model. And I think the project of our time about it is directly from us. So about 3/4 of the customers who go to JetBlue quote with us directly. They're not going to travel agency, they're not going to Expedia, Travelocity, or any sort of hiring sites, they come to us directly. What's better than digital advertising? We have an opportunity with digital, we also have a big challenge. As a company, you know, we're still a small company, especially now that we've had so many airlines merge. I spent this business 20 years, there were 10 or 12 airlines, and now we're now probably 5 on the sum of mergers. And we've spent very, very big. Now, I don't know if you guys can make the airline names inside from home and back, but the very bottom of the next JetBlue's spend at one is the United Center of Quick Percent more than us. Delta moving out spending 3 times a year with American, 4 times, and on the Atlantic Southwest, 15 times spending a year.
Wow.
It's very, very tough for us to get those in the marketplace. And when we work with on trying to come up with how to spend our money, we look at every dollar and say to ourselves, this dollar better be $5. Because I don't have the amount of, I'm not the size of the wall, I don't know what to do. I need to find a way. the way the scale works is if you have every single customer on your airplane is exactly you're going to make it 1 hour. So you can motor score 0, you can track your so motor mass is tracking negative 20. If everybody should come over, you're plus 1 hour. So the scale, negative 1 hour. Christmas season. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.